Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Less than a month away from the presidential election, the dual themes have emerged. On the one hand, Donald Trump seems to celebrate his contempt for women in joking references to sexual assault and has alienated groups he's called terrorists or immigrant rapists. And on the other hand, it is the media dwelling on these details, attempting to throw the election for Hillary Clinton. We're calling it the state of the race. Takeaway correspondent Todd Zwillick will be joining us every Monday to give us the latest. Hi, Todd.
Hey, John.
Does Donald Trump have a legitimate argument that the election will be thrown by the mainstream media? And does that have any force of law?
Every political candidate battles or benefits from media coverage, and so much of the media coverage is simply playing back the things that have come out of Donald Trump's own mouth. Nobody is varnishing or editing a lot of those statements. And so part of the question now going forward, John, is how much does Donald Trump really want to change the narrative? Is he actually trying to win anymore? And that is an open question. Let me bring you up to date on
Hold on one second. Newt Gingrich on the networks over the weekend has turned this into a battle of minutes. He was claiming that ABC News spent 2 minutes on talking about emails by WikiLeaks and, you know, 23 minutes on talking about sexual tapes of Donald Trump. The people who are speaking for Trump and even Trump himself are turning this into a battle of minutes. How much coverage versus the sort of sexual assault charges versus the email charges on Hillary's campaign?
The battle of minutes is an old critique and one that can cut both ways. Look back to the battle of minutes in the primary and look at the way that Donald Trump benefited from the battle of minutes all through his race with 16 other candidates. It is a big part of the reason why he is the nominee now. But John, forget about WikiLeaks for 1 second, because there's another story coming out that I think people should be aware of that the Clinton campaign may find itself answering for. And this is pursuant to the FBI's investigation of Clinton's emails, not WikiLeaks. Transcripts of interviews with FBI officials are now showing that senior State Department officials, a guy named Patrick Kennedy, tried to get the FBI to change the classification on an email that was on Hillary Clinton's server. Now, of course, you remember the debate here was Hillary Clinton saying she didn't receive or send classified information. So this appears to be a State Department official trying to get the FBI to declassify an email. The Trump campaign is jumping on this, saying it proves collusion between Hillary Clinton officials and the FBI to cover up her email scandal. Paul Ryan released a statement today saying it has all the markings of a cover-up as well. The FBI has released a statement and said there was no arrangement for the declassification of this email, and that anyway, the request was denied, and that the email remains classified to this day. But that is definitely a story that's going to rattle around for the next day or two here.
Tell us about the polls.
Latest polls over the weekend. I will bring you up to date quickly. Hillary Clinton's lead is real. Three major national polls over the weekend, and her lead is somewhere between 4 and 12. Nobody really knows what it is, but it's deepening. Now, here's one of the most important numbers that I saw over the weekend behind the scenes, John, that I think is the most interesting. In that Washington Post ABC poll, which has Clinton up by 4 nationally, voters who say they're enthusiastic about voting for Donald Trump, down from 91% in mid-September, which is pretty high, to 79% now. And that's key, because one of the Trump arguments and arguments from his supporters here is that there's a hidden Donald Trump vote. There's a ton of enthusiasm. The rallies are huge, and the polls don't reflect the swarms of people who are going to come out on election day. People who are behind in races usually argue that, but if it is in fact the case, these numbers show that enthusiasm for Trump is waning. Now, it's not very high for Hillary either, but her numbers are steady and may have ticked up just a tiny bit, but that's a big number. And another buried number that I think is really interesting behind the scenes here, also in Washington Post ABC, 53% of Clinton voters say that they're probably going to vote for a Republican down ticket to be a check on her power. that goes to enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but I don't want her to have all the marbles. I may vote for a Republican for Congress or the Senate to be a check on her job.
One final thing. Does this have an analog to the Anita Hill controversy in that Clarence Thomas claimed that this was a media lynching that he was undergoing, and he got confirmed by the Senate? We're talking about national votes here now. Trump certainly can't use the lynching line, but is he trying to pull a Clarence Thomas in this election?
An analog of a kind, because they're similar in that way, saying that you don't believe in any of the coverage against you and that the election is rigged, not only by the media, John, but at the actual polling places. Donald Trump is tripling down on the idea that the election is being stolen is a direct undermining of the peaceful transition of power in our democracy. And we're going to see if that continues into this week. Mike Pence, for one, says that he says that the Trump campaign will absolutely accept the results of the election. He said that over the weekend. John, that has not come from Donald Trump's mouth. I don't expect that it will over the next day or two.
Todd Zwillig, takeaway Washington correspondent, and that is the state of the race. Thanks, Todd.
You got it, John.